It's Loving the Strange with Carrie Jones and Sean Farrar. Loving the Strange, a podcast for weirdos and those who want to be weirder. Embrace the strange. New episodes every Saturday, live streaming Fridays. Loving the Strange. Check us out. Hey, welcome to Loving the Strange, the podcast where Sean Farrar, also known as the talent, rubs his eyes for the first 5 minutes.
It was 15 seconds.
Right? Should we call 911 about that? Because this podcast is all about what?
Weird or strange 911 calls.
Yeah.
Or funny.
And
most of them are funny.
And Shawnee has been answered a 911 call before, as have I. And so that might be something you don't know about both of us. Before we were in podcasting, Sean had a much bigger career. And I had a part-time job because I was afraid that being a writer and having nothing on my resume would make me look unhirable once the writing thing dried up. And so I was a part-time emergency services dispatcher.
I'm still waiting for the writing thing to dry up.
It's kind of dry.
No, it's not.
Not wet enough. All right, so that's what she said. And let's continue on with the... Dude, I'm tired of you being the talent and me being the straight woman. Like, I am so tired of it.
100% I'm going to be straight, baby.
Anyways, one of my, I was doing an author podcast today, and they're like, oh, yeah, I listened to the podcast with you and your husband. He's a character. He's so funny. And I was like, grumble, envy demon. But no, he is funny.
Person knows not on what they speak, I guess, huh, baby?
Well, I think you're pretty funny, cutie pants.
I'm so glad.
So anyways, Shawnee and I have both answered 911 calls in our little rural island.
Yeah.
And I did in Lewiston, Maine on my college campus when I was still a student. That was one of my very many, because I was so poor, work study jobs in college. I was a security department dispatcher, which is kind of weird to think about.
So the security guards ever did they just ask you to call 911?
No. All right. So we had an emergency line on the campus. We had a regular security line on the campus, but we also had back then there were these you would walk along the campus and there would be direct line boxes, phones. Yeah. That went right to security, and they had a blue light above them. And if you lifted them up, they went boom into our super special security line. And a lot of the times, people would call, and they'd be like super drunk, privileged, liberal arts college students, and they'd be like, "Security, can I have a pizza?" And you'd be like, "No. Do you have an emergency?" Because you had to be polite to them.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, especially super polite because it was college and they were paying a big tuition. And, like, it was very, very frustrating. But so, like, a good 90% of all the – actually, it's way more than that.
Were prank calls.
They'd be like, "I see Bigfoot." Like, it was just so – frustrating.
That's
bully. No, it wasn't. It was not.
I know it's frustrating, but it's funny.
And then a couple of times, because I was cute in college compared to now that I'm an old lady, and a couple of times I had potential suitors who knew I was working at security that night pick up the phone.
Oh, that's awesome.
No, it was not awesome. I'd be like, "This is a recorded line. It's a recorded line. Hang up." They're like, and it was always after, like, some, they were at a party super drunk at night in which I could not go to. And they'd be like, "Baby." I'd be like, "No, hang up the phone.
I would have done that.
I know you would have. It would have been terrible. Thank God you didn't go to my college.
When I first started as a cop, that's how we used to call the station if we didn't have any money, because we didn't have cell phones. We'd go to the payphone and dial 911 if we were, like, close to the payphone and we just needed to use the phone.
Really?
Yeah, because it went straight to dispatch. It didn't go to county or state police back then.
Why didn't you just use your radio? in the
sometimes
car.
Sometimes you didn't want to say stuff on the radio, is what I'm saying.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, not every, you didn't always, I always used to have change in my pocket back then more than I do now, but you didn't always have a quarter or whatever it was.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
So you'd,
we literally had a red phone on our dispatch desk. That was not a one phone. It also had a little red light to light up.
Yeah, we had a red phone too at security.
And you didn't have any information like the number. You had to get their phone number. And then look, we had a reverse phone book where you looked up the number and it showed you the address and the name. Instead of you look up the name, it showed you the phone number.
Yeah.
It was really high tech.
Super high tech. Yeah. I remember that too. Like you would flip through, even like more recently when I was at working dispatch at a little police department that shall not be named. I remember like you would look up addresses and stuff in a big folder book, like a binder versus on the computer.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
That's what dispatchers, they still are worth their weight in gold if they're from a small, I mean, in general, but I'm talking about like if they're from a small place like where we live, rural area, or fairly, and they've been around there forever, and they know, like, without even, like, if they get an address or even a person's name, they can tell you, that, like, oh, it's the third house from the corner, or wherever, you know what I mean? They know. It's great.
Yeah, they'll be like, hey, Sean Ferrer called in, and he's a can't get the plastic off of this pizza, and they'll be like, well, where is Sean Ferrar located? And they'll be like, oh, you know, he's in the house that Wyman Tapley used to have on blah 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 street. And everybody be like, oh, okay. And then you go there.
Right.
It's just kind of beautiful.
It was And there are some people still like that.
There are. I know a lot of dispatchers like that, actually.
All right.
Yes,
that's not interesting and funny stuff. Hello, Doug Marshall.
It doesn't have to be funny the whole time, Sean the Talent Ferrar.
Oh, I try to make our life funny the whole time. 24/7. Sorry.
Okay.
Is that too lofty of a goal?
It is a little too lofty. All right. When you were doing security, I mean, when you were never doing security, but when you were.
I've been doing security for a bit.
Yeah. Okay. Anyway, I didn't know
I
that.
That.
When you were, did you ever have any weird 911 calls? When
you were gonna ask me this. I've been thinking about this for like 3 days, and I haven't really thought of any. I'm serious. I've had some 911 calls that were freaking not cool, but it doesn't make them weird.
Oh, Sean, your volume's low. Talk louder, babe.
I'll just have to talk louder.
Talk louder.
Thank you for letting us know, Doug. If you can't hear me, there's no point in listening. Oh,
why are you like that?
Because I don't feel good about myself at any other point in my life. I'm just kidding.
That's so sad.
I'm just kidding.
That's
baby.
That's not what you want your husband to say on a live podcast.
Why not?
Because it's sad.
Oh, it's not that sad. It's just since COVID.
Anyways, 911 calls. Tell us a funny 911 story, Sean K.
Okay, so the first one on my list, which hopefully is true, and it's not by a dispatcher, but it's the lady's supposed boyfriend was the one that made the call.
All right.
And he worked an unusually late shift and was walking home in the wee hours of the morning. And called 911. He's like, I'd like to call and report a fire. It says, we live in a fire-prone area, and it was the season. The dispatcher's, where is it located, sir? He says, on the hillside, just east of whatever city. The dispatcher says, can you be more specific? The boyfriend says, yes. And then he says, oh, my God, it's getting bigger. The whole top of the hill is on fire now. And the dispatcher says, stay calm, sir. We're sending somebody out. And then he says, it's getting bigger. Doesn't anybody else see this? It's lighting up the whole sky. It's huge.
Okay.
Oh, wait. The dispatcher says, sir. And he's like, I'm so sorry. I'm not usually out this time of night. I just got to work. That's the sun.
No, you did not.
That's a story.
Where did that story come from, baby?
All of my stories are going to come from boardpanda.com.
Thank you. And it'll be, the link will be in the podcast notes.
If you put it there, will be.
All right. When you were working on 911, did you ever have anybody calling because they couldn't remember their phone passcode?
No.
No.
Why would you know it as a dispatcher?
Exactly. That's the whole point.
No.
Yeah. Did you ever get a call? There was one 911 call, according to people.com, where a girl in a gym class in the local high school calls in, completely panicked and freaking out, right?
Yeah.
Because there was a squirrel on top of a telephone pole at school.
No, never had to deal with that either.
There's another really good transcript from people.com where the caller, I'm just going to read you the transcript. And the caller's like, a deer just swam across the river behind my house. And the dispatcher's like, okay. And the caller's like, I'm worried it might get cold. And the dispatcher's like, well, there's nothing we can do about a deer being cold. Did it run off after swimming in the river? And the caller's like, yes. And the dispatcher's like, well, ma'am, it's a wild animal, and I guess it's going to be fine.
What, she wanted to bring a blanket out for it?
I don't know. But, like, there's a lot of, I think when you're a dispatcher, you get a lot of animal calls, like squirrels on top of poles and deer swimming across the water.
Yeah.
Yeah. What?
People call about anything.
They do.
Anything.
Like, do you remember any really goofy ones from your time at all?
No.
Like, nothing.
No.
Nothing.
No, I compartmentalize and block all that crap out.
Yeah, you know what? Once you're out of Sean's life, you're out of Sean's life. I'll be like, baby, what was the name of your first girlfriend? He'll be like, it ended with an E. It's so bad. You know it's true.
It is.
All right.
I can't help it. It's early onset.
No, you just refuse to remember stuff. Never mind. Anyways, tell us another story, Sean.
All right.
Since you won't tell us from your own life.
A woman called 911 and told the dispatcher her cat was stuck in a tree.
Cat? See?
Yeah. And the dispatcher was pretty much gearing up to be like, hey, that's only in the movies, lady. And then the lady continued, so my husband climbed up after it.
Oh, no.
And he's stuck.
No.
Yeah.
Her husband got stuck in a tree?
Probably like me, just afraid of heights.
You would never get stuck in a tree. You would be like, get me a ladder.
No, I'd get back down.
Yeah, you'd rather die than call 911.
I probably wouldn't go up because I don't like heights. Built-in safety mechanism.
But there's a little thing on somethingawful.com that's so funny, and I don't know if it's real or not, but yeah. I like it, so I want it to be. And this guy calls in for 911, and the operator's like, sir, this line is reserved for emergency calls only, at like near the end of their conversation, and the caller's like, yes, I understand 911 is for emergencies, and I realize now that my situation does not constitute an emergency, but in my defense, at the time I made the call, I genuinely thought my spaghetti was all connected. Can you imagine?
No.
Have you ever done something stupid in your house and almost called 911 and then thought, no, I'm not going to do that?
No.
I did.
Did you?
Yeah.
I don't think I've heard this story.
No, I think you've heard parts of it. When I was...
not the good parts.
Probably not. When I lived somewhere else in the big city of Ellsworth, Maine.
Yeah.
We had, you know, what's a induction oven top? What is that? Is that what it's called? Like, the burners aren't burners. They're flat on the surface of your oven.
Like ours?
Yeah, like ours is.
I just call it a glass top oven.
Okay, a glass top oven. It was my first glass top oven. And I am a person who's constantly doing like 18 million things at once, right? And it was right around Christmas. And we had this Santa decoration. And I had plopped it down while I was running somewhere else, right? And I turned the oven burner on. Also, to be fair.
Did you put the Santa on the oven? On the stovetop?
Yes.
Oh, my word.
Yes, I did. And it was a fabric Santa.
Did it catch fire?
Will you let me tell the story?
Please.
Okay. And so I ran off. I turned on the oven, like the burner for the water. And I'm not very good at right and left, or even saying the words right and left, apparently. And I ran away. And then I'm like, ooh, what's that smell?
I can totally see you doing that.
And there's Santa in flames on top of the oven. And like part of my instinct was, call the fire department. But my other thing was like, just get rid of the oxygen. And so I smashed another thing upside down on top of Santa.
Like a big pot?
Yeah, big pot. Ah. Yeah, not the original pot with the water that was supposed to be on the burner that
was
boiling.
Well, that would have worked pretty good too.
No.
It's for the mess.
Yeah, it was bad. Like, it was back in the days of Live Journal, and I posted a picture of burnt up Santa on the But I almost did. I almost called 911 because I was like, what do I do? What do I do? But,
well, you did the right thing.
Yeah, not call 911.
Cut off his oxygen supply.
Yeah, I think I was a city councilor at the same time.
That would have been awesome.
Yeah.
Newspaper reporters would love that.
Yeah. City councilor catches Santa on fire. It was so bad. It was so bad. Like, yeah. I'm flushing now just remembering how embarrassing. I used to catch a lot of things on fire in that house. I never have here.
That's because I don't want you to use lighters. Or the stove.
He's lying.
Or the oven.
You're a liar.
Not unattended.
Oh, the only candles we're allowed to have are the battery kind.
That's true.
No, it's not.
He calls me $1,000 a year in batteries around here.
Just the Christmas season. Anyways, do you want to you want me to read John Bell's story, or you?
No, I'll read it.
All right, make sure you're loud, because Doug says you're quiet.
I thought he was. Where's D. Harris?
I don't know. Hopefully D's okay.
I hope so. So John went with a friend, TT, to his house in the rough neighborhood to get his weed for some cute girls at a party down the street from my house.
Oh, no.
On the way, we got pulled over and searched, and they found, or on the way back, and they found his weed in his pocket. The cops took it and let us go.
What?
As we're leaving, he asked, can I have my weed back? And they said, nope. So we went back to his house to get more. And we got to the party. And he was really pissed off, so he called the cops to the party.
No!
To ask the new cops to call and check and see if the other cops had actually turned in his weed.
Oh!
The new cops proceeded to search him and took the rest of his new weed. He went home crying. You know, I think I can remember hearing about this story, actually.
That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard. No offense to TT.
That's pretty funny, actually.
Dude, that's amazing. It's so wrong, but so... Right, all at once. All at once. Doug says, I was trying to say the word induction. I think you're right.
I think you did say induction.
I don't know if I ever got it out, honestly.
No.
There's been a lot of people who have called into 911, not quite like TT, but like saying that like someone else stole their weed.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, like that.
I was selling some guy some dope and he stole it and ran off down the street.
Yeah. You're like, that's not a good idea.
No. It's no. Not.
Don't report yourself to 911. But a lot of people are like that. They're like, there's a really great one on people. And I'm going to read that verbatim. And it's, had a drunk person called a report he was being harassed. Truth was, he was being arrested by our officers for throwing pizza at people. All I heard in the background was one of my officers saying to him, that better not be our dispatcher on the phone. followed by some muffled talking and my officer taking the phone and saying, he will be taking a ride with us now, and hanging up.
I've got a very similar one. It says, it must be from the UK or something. It says, a woman dialed 999 to say there were men in her house trying to take her away.
Oh.
The men in question were police officers who had come to arrest her.
Oh, no.
So,
that's so sad.
Same thing.
Did you ever arrest anybody and have somebody call?
No, I don't think
to report you arresting them?
No, I really don't.
I guess you haven't lived, Sean.
I guess not.
I guess not. Where I used to work, occasionally fancy people would call up because it was, or they would have their assistants call up.
That happens here too.
And you know, because it was it's a very wealthy town for summer residents, and you know, you'd have their personal assist. I've had one time the personal assistant of a very famous person call up and apologize.
After they called?
As they were calling. They were like, hi, this is Sean Farrar. I'm the personal assistant of a very fancy person, and I am so sorry. But they're insisting that I call you. There's a couple lights out on the perimeter of our security, and they really think it's a little bit bizarre. And you're like, what do you want us to do about the... Well, can you just have a security? Have an officer come over? Can you have an officer come over and look at the lights? And you're like, what? They're like, I'm very sorry. I'm so sorry. And you can hear, one time I could hear in that same call, the very drunken, very important person in the background yelling, tell them, tell them, tell them who I am. And and you can just hear how drunk this person was.
Yeah.
It was amazing. And I felt so bad for the personal assistant, but hopefully they got paid a lot.
They must have been like mid-grade rich, because the super rich over there usually come with their own security details.
I know, but I don't think they're mid. I'll tell you who it is after the podcast. I don't think they are mid-grade.
Well, they didn't start paying for some security if they're that jittery. Holy Moses.
But yeah, yay.
Hey, I've got one here. So all of mine are going to be pretty much read verbatim from boardpanda.com.
Okay.
911, what's the address of the emergency? I need an ambulance. What's going on? I just need an ambulance. Can you tell me why? My dick is stuck in the wall, okay?
Oh, no.
Please stay on the line for fire rescue. I'm bailing. People do the strangest things in the pursuit of sexual satisfaction.
Is that you saying that? Or?
Yeah, that's me saying that. That should be the name of our next podcast.
No. That made me remember, for some reason, another call I had where a woman, she was an older lady, and she lived on the second floor above one of the main streets that runs around the perimeter of our very, very large island. And she was like, there's someone in the ditch. There's someone in the ditch. They're laying down in the ditch right now. And I was like, okay. Can you tell me exactly where you are, ma'am? And she's like, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, okay, is the person moving in the ditch? And they're like, no, they're not moving. I'm like, did you see anybody in the area? Like, was there anybody near? Blah, blah, blah. And they're like, no, there's just this person in the ditch. I'm like, can you describe the person? And they're like, they have clothes on. And I was like, okay. And I called, I'm like, you hang on the phone, tell me if the person moves. And I'm like, I called the
officer.
Yeah. I made him call me on the phone, and because I didn't want it all out on the radio. And he was like, oh dear God, she's hallucinating again. And she was. It was like a hallucination, like, or maybe a ghost that only she could see. But I had to send him over there to prove that there was no person, because what if she wasn't hallucinating that time in the ditch?
Yeah, I've been to calls like that before.
But what if it was a real ghost, like all those times?
Maybe she wasn't hallucinating.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe the woman I went to a couple times who thought people were living in her garage apartment, which was not livable and full of her crap. But they were living there unauthorized. But they were never there when she checked.
Oh.
Nor were they there when I checked.
Oh, no.
You know, people get lonely when they get older, people, or whatever.
Yeah.
Sometimes.
Yeah. You know, 911's always there.
That's right. Someone to talk to.
Yeah. This person had a pretty good list. And again, it's from people. I've been a police 911 operator for 15 years. The stories I have. And then they don't really list stories. They just list like bullet points. And it's, I've had someone call 911 to find out how long to smoke a brisket.
Well, see, I'm sure the internet's cut down on those kind of calls too.
I don't honestly know. I don't think so. I've had someone call 911 to ask what the fines for parking tickets are. I'm sorry, but where I worked, that was the norm. We were always getting called for, hey, the power went out.
Yeah.
And hey, if I have a parking ticket, do I have to pay it? And where can I park? And how much is the fine on the road versus the parking lot? Like, those always happened.
Well, that's because we live in a tourist area.
Yeah.
We had a Ferris wheel, people will be asking how much it was to ride.
Probably. Doug said, why do people always think they're seeing a mannequin when it's really a dead body?
Because people don't want to think they're looking at a dead body.
Having found dead bodies, Doug, I don't know if you've ever had that happen to you. But there's like a, at least for my brain, I've never thought it was a mannequin, but I have a tendency to have like this pause, like this moment where I'm like, I'm not really seeing what I'm seeing kind of thing. And then the other part is that unlike in TV shows, in real life, and Sean can probably talk to this more than I can, dead bodies in different stages kind of lose some of their, like you might have a nice, beautiful foot in real life, but once you're dead at a certain stage, sometimes depending on the climate, conditions, etc., like that foot can turn purple and bloat out like a Smurf foot, you know, and like things can go on that, like the skin tone doesn't, like the skin's elasticity doesn't seem the same sometimes. And yeah, there's like, nope, never found a dead body. You're lucky. You're lucky not to be. Like there was, I'm specifically recalling one time in Ellsworth, another reporter and I were on scene for a hazardous waste thing in the river. Basically, like a boat had an oil spill in the river. So all the firefighters were down there and we just both went because it was a slow news day from our respective papers to take pictures. But as we were walking down, towards the river to where the photos would be seen, we both saw at the same time something under this building, and the thing under the building was a dead homeless man, and it had been very cold, and this poor guy died under the building, and the thing that we both saw was his foot. And we didn't have to call 911 about it because everybody was already there. But, you know, like, specifically for that, like, he had this naked foot, despite the fact that it was very cold and in Maine. And it was just so huge that for a moment, you're like, is that a foot? Is that not a foot? Is that a foot? Is that not a foot? And then you realize that it's a foot. But like Sean said, a part of you doesn't want it to be a foot. You know, you want it to be a mannequin. You want it to be something that isn't. And when I was growing up, there were where I lived in New Hampshire was just a spot where there were a ton of car accidents. So a lot of the times you'd see, if you lived on the corner and you were the person who had to call the police or the fire department, you were often the family that first saw those people in that state. And they don't always look like people, you know?
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, there's a downer.
Yeah, you brought this right down to the ground.
That's why you're the holy talent.
Lord, I know, but I didn't want to interrupt. We were just talking.
Here.
Carrie loves talking about dead bodies.
No, I don't.
Really?
The same person on people.com said, I've had someone call 911 to report that their trunk wasn't opening and they wanted to know what to do about it. Can you imagine that? Like,
yeah, I've taken a lot of people out to find their cars in this town.
I lost my car.
Yeah. I'm not kidding.
This guy who's a paramedic on that same site said that he had this woman call 911. It's like 2 a.m. in the morning, right? And she's like, my legs are turning blue. My legs are turning blue. My legs are turning blue. So they go, right? Because they're like, oh my God, this poor woman, right? She's frantic. And they're like, she's just wearing jeans. And she's totally like baked out of her brain. And she thought her jeans were her skin. I guess they were tight jeans, maybe. I don't know.
They're those jeggings. Jeggings. I have one that's kind of funny, but nothing like that.
Nothing like jeggings?
This particular fellow's uncle is a 911 dispatcher. So his uncle said, 911, it's your emergency. And the caller said, yes, I'd like to report two suspicious vehicles passing something back and forth in such a park. Dispatcher, okay, we'll send an officer to assess. Dispatcher, to car 45, two suspicious vehicles in such a park passing items back and forth. Car 45. Car 45, dispatch. That's me and officer so-and-so. We're passing a bag of Cheetos back and
forth. Cheetos?
That's what they say. But that happens a lot, too. I've had that happen before.
What do you mean?
Not necessarily. Just like, oh, there's a suspicious car parked at such and such a store at 3 in the morning. No. That's me. I'm just watching the traffic go by.
That's really funny, though.
Yeah.
Like, if you think about it.
Well, at least people are doing their neighborhood watch duty.
There's another one on people.com. That's like, I'm not an operator, but I'm a prosecutor. A guy lived in a rooming house that had a public area where all the residents could hang out. It had a microwave in it provided by the landlord. Guy called 911 around midnight because the microwave wasn't there. The conversation with the dispatcher went something like this. Dispatcher, so you called 911 because a microwave you don't even know is missing? Did you ask your landlord if he took it? Guy, no. Dispatcher, well, that's not an emergency, sir. Guy, but I'm really hungry.
That's the emergency. I don't blame him. He's probably hot.
Can you? Sean Kelly. He needed the Cheetos. Those other cops were passing back.
You don't need a microwave for Cheetos.
Oh, that's true.
Unless there's something about Cheetos I don't know. And I need to know if there is.
This one works really well for us today because it's snowing really hard here today.
Yeah.
And this guy calls 911 and he's like, how far down is it snowing?
What?
And they're like, all the way to the ground, buddy. All the way to the ground. Do you want to share another one, babe?
I have this short one. It's just what you talked about earlier.
Oh.
Where a guy called in. He wanted to swear out a complaint against his roommate because he stole his heroin. So they both got arrested.
Oh, no. Oh, God.
This one says, one time, some guy called 911. It sounds like a good but bad hangover night.
Okay.
One time some guy called 911 because he had multiple women in his bed that he didn't know and he refused to leave.
What? Wait, what?
Yeah, that's what his complaint was. There were multiple women in his bed that he didn't know and refused to leave.
The women refused to leave?
Yeah. He could have drug him home from some bar.
OMG.
Or he could have paid him to come over and not give him their money. There's all kinds of possibilities. Yeah.
This one reminds me of a thing that happened in Portland, Maine. Yeah. But it didn't, the, what happened in Portland, Maine didn't involve a 911 call. It involved people writing angry letters to the editor. But again, it's from people. And it's a guy called because neighbors were using their own barbecue in their own backyard and the smoke was coming into his kitchen window. He did not think he should have to close the window. So he didn't call, like, talk to his neighbor. He just called the police. And then there were other, like, and it reminds me of the thing in Portland, Maine, where a guy from away, which means not from Maine,
yeah,
wrote a big letter to the editor because it was COVID. It was the early days of COVID, and everybody was quarantining, and people were having, in Portland, who have, like, you know, they have little yards, like it's a city-ish, but it's not like there are areas where you have a small yard. And people were using their own fire pits. And this guy was like, I have asthma and they should not be allowed to use their fire pits. And everyone from Maine got so angry at that poor man. And they're like, why don't you talk to your neighbor? Why are you writing a letter to the editor? Oh my gosh, you know, like it was a big deal.
It's pretty petty.
It's very petty, but it gave us all something to do and get annoyed about during the early days of COVID.
That's true. It worked for about a couple hours. Till the next story came on. John Bell's got another story
here. Yay!
Woo!
Who's reading this one?
I'll read it.
All right, read it loud.
Had a guy call the cops on the scrapyard. He took all his stolen copper too because they only gave him $2 a pound. For insulated jacket wire.
Oh.
That means copper wire that still has plastic wrap.
Yeah.
And the going price was $2.50, but that was for bare wire. When the cops showed up, they saw FP&L, which is Florida Power and Light, printed on the jacket.
Oh, no.
So he got arrested for stealing the copper wire, apparently.
Did he get that wire when he was on the job?
Oh, no. He probably went and cut it off a pole somewhere.
Oh, that's so dumb.
Yeah, they're crazy.
That's so dumb.
They'll take copper from anywhere.
Wow.
Just like...
We haven't gotten that desperate here
just
yet.
Just like catalytic converters from under a car. On the car lot. Or the pipes from a camp in the wintertime and nobody's there, the copper piping.
Wow.
I don't think that's such a big deal now because I don't think scrap metal brings crap, even if it's copper or something.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
But that's all right.
There was one woman who called 911, according to people, to complain that she got a McDonald's super thick shake.
And it wasn't super thick?
You got it.
Really?
Yeah, huh?
Well, at least you can get it through the straw, man. The hell? Makes my cheeks hurt when they're too thick. You gotta suck. It's like the bottom of the cup's gonna come up through the straw before the milkshake does.
There was speaking of ingesting things, there was this woman who called 911, right, on her son.
Yeah.
And she's like, help, help, you need to send the ambulance. My son is ingested. Why are you laughing?
Because I read.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, keep going, though.
You need to come and send the ambulance because my 14-year-old son has ingested poison and he needs his stomach pumped. And they're like, okay, what kind of poison? And she was like, he swallowed his chewing gum.
I thought you had to swallow a lot of that before it killed you.
Not according to this lady. Speaking of moms calling 911 about their kids, there was another one. I can't remember where I read this, but her kid was allergic to peanuts.
Uh huh.
Did you read this anywhere?
Yeah.
All right. So her kid's like allergic to peanuts, which is not a funny allergy. It's a very serious allergy, and you can die, obviously. But
is that our PSA or just diplomacy?
It's both.
All right. It is a serious allergy. I'm not saying it's not.
Anyway,
but
so
I love me some peanut butter.
You do love you some peanut butter, don't you, honey?
I do.
So the, I just want, I think that should be your new motto. Time out.
I can't hear you.
Yeah.
Oh, I love me some peanut butter. Peanut butter cups. Buckeyes.
Peanut butter on bread. Peanut butter on saltines.
The best is peanut butter ice cream with peanut butter cups in it.
Peanut butter ice cream.
Of course, I love can't eat like that nowadays because I got old man stomach. But, I mean, seriously, I was taking a shower the other day. I was just thinking about this. I was like, I'm so old, I can't even put away like an eighth of a pint of Ben and Jerry's. And it wasn't 15
years. That's not
years.
True.
It wasn't.
That's a lie.
Maybe a quarter. That's it wasn't like lie. 15 years ago, 10, all right, 10, maybe 5 years ago, I can eat a whole pint in one sitting. No problems.
That doesn't have anything to do with being old.
Well, I'm going to blame it on it because I'm disappointed in my stomach.
Baby, that's called willpower, and that's called like...
Oh, willpower? Okay, after I eat a whole pint of ice cream nowadays, I'll willpower myself to stay in bed at night and just poop myself.
That's because you're lactose intolerant.
Well, I blame that on my age. It's just... Because I haven't always been lactose intolerant. I can't even eat a whole package of Oreos anymore.
How could you ever eat a whole package of Oreos?
Let alone have milk at the same time.
That's disgusting.
Next time I ever try something like that, you call 911 to have my stomach pumped.
No.
My night will end better.
Hello. Hi. This is Carrie Jones.
Hey, don't tell everybody your name. I'm just kidding.
My husband. My husband, why are you calling 911, Carrie? Is everything okay? Yeah, my husband, he had a whole pack of Oreos and some milk.
It was the milk that did it.
It was skim milk, but that didn't seem to help.
Nope. I think for lactose intolerance, I'd be better off eating it with a stick of butter, wouldn't I?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, a lot better. Doug Marshall said one of our mutual friends in Austin had the cops called on her. I don't know the story about our mutual friend, Doug. Had the cops called on her because her kids were playing in the front yard unsupervised.
Damn. She's lucky her kids will leave the house.
My mom, like, as a child, I would rather die than be inside the house. I was always rushing off on my bicycle to, like, miles away. I'd, like, 5 to 10 miles away to go to other people's houses because I was a lonely little latchkey kid. Can you imagine? My mom, if like that were now, she wouldn't even be able to keep me. Would she?
Keep you?
Yeah.
Oh, you, no, man. There are kids that still roam around.
Really?
Heck yeah.
I don't see them.
Dude, I see them walking down the street smoking butts and stuff all the time.
Smoking butts.
Little 8-year-olds out there ripping up the Marlboros.
You got the 7-year-olds with their Bud Lights heading down, loving them some peanut butter, and it's all good. Anyways, my 911 story. Going
you
back,
have one?
It was the peanut butter one. Remember?
I forgot.
So this woman, her kids, like deathly allergic to peanut butter. They're unpacking an Amazon box. And she's like, what are these things in here? All these little things. And he's like, packing peanuts. And she's like, oh!
The white styrofoam.
And she called 911 because she was positive they needed an ambulance because they're peanuts and her kid was going to die.
That's pretty stupid. But you know, that other story you told, my version that I read said there was a second part, and the lady called back a number of years later for the same exact thing because her son had inhaled marijuana.
Well, I read that. I didn't
take
that.
Taking a hit off of a joint or something at his buddy's house.
I didn't read that part.
So I thought maybe that was a fire call so they could put a ventilation fan down his throat or something.
There's overprotective parents who aren't secure about their parenting skills, I feel like are a lot of like ridiculous strange 911 calls. And one of them on the list that I have is that someone called, I think it was a dad. I think it was on the People site, and they called because they had cut their kid's fingernails short. And there was like no wounds or anything, but the kid was crying really hard, so they thought that they might need medical help.
Because the kid was crying? Wow.
So sad. It's hard to parent. You don't know what you're doing, man.
I know. You're right about that.
No, not you.
Oh, here we go. A couple years ago, a dad called to ask for an ambulance because his 17-year-old daughter had a candle stuck up her anus.
What?
A candle.
Oh, I thought you said a camel.
Well, that would be impressive.
Can you imagine being that kid, that girl, and your dad to tell your dad?
You gotta take it serious. You know, she's pretty much in dire straits.
Oh my gosh, that poor kid.
As always, he tried to explain that she had gotten in out of the shower and somehow slipped and fell. Butthole first onto the candle.
No.
No, but the medic said that when they removed the candle, it has some lubricant on it. Yes, the candle was lit, Doug. That's what the urgency was all about.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. I never had a call like that.
You know, me neither, actually. I really wish I would have. Like, I just would have enjoyed it. It doesn't matter the gender. I just would have gotten a kick out of watching people sweat the truth.
What?
Yeah, because you know they'd be like, oh, they always are like, oh, I was changing this light bulb and somehow when I fell, my arm got underneath in my butt and it popped in my butt. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like John Bell said, yeah, I fell on the hamster.
Doug asked, was the candle lit?
I know, I already responded.
Like, I'm just putting it up there, man. Put it up there. We have a very male-oriented squad tonight.
Tonight we do. Yeah. That's cool.
At least that are talking to us.
I know.
Yeah. There's a something on autowise.com.
Yeah.
With a woman who got trapped in a hot car.
Yeah.
And so they write. stop laughing.
I can't. Because how do you get trapped in a car?
I don't know. Our story starts with an unnamed woman who has just finished her shopping at Walgreens in Kissimmee, Florida. I like the details here.
Kissimmee.
Why isn't it like Kissimmee? Like,
well, kiss me. I'll kiss you later, but it's Kissimmee.
All right. In that town Kissimmee. In Florida that I cannot say. And proceeded to get back into her vehicle. Perhaps her vehicle wouldn't start up. And upon trying to exit the vehicle, she realized she was trapped. Or so she thought. And all right, so the lines from the actual call are, I cannot open my door. I can't get the windows down. Nothing electrical works. And it's just getting very hot here and I'm not feeling well. I need some help. So like, you know, this poor woman, like she's frantic, right?
Yeah.
And so the dispatcher calmly asked if she could pull up the door lock manually. Which was like, ooh, brilliant, right?
Yeah.
The lock, which was very obviously not stuck, raised perfectly fine, allowing her to exit the vehicle unharmed. Okay, I got that going. Okay, the trapped woman replied. And just before ending the conversation, they agreed that AAA should be sent to help solve the electrical problems in the car.
I would say people get frantically anxious at this. Short circuit sometimes.
They really do.
It's insane. But, I mean, I have one call just like that on my list. About an 11-year-old boy that called 911 because he was trapped in a closet.
Oh, no.
And he said the door won't open in or out. And the dispatcher finally asked if he could slide the door to the side.
Oh, no.
And he did. And he was like, oh, yeah, I forgot to open that way.
Oh, no.
Hey, there's Dee Harris.
Hey, yay, it's Dee.
Better late than never.
Yay.
Wait, time out.
Okay.
I got to thank Dee Harris. I never thanked you.
Think you did.
For the Christmas card.
I think.
No, so. I did not.
Yeah, we did.
Not last week. You might have, but I didn't. Did we? All right, well, it deserves two thanks. Thanks again.
Dee, thank
you.
Awesome. Thank
I
you
love it.
For the Christmas card. Anytime Dee sends a card to our house, it makes Sean's entire day.
He well, like, it's so nice to get something addressed to me rather than Carrie Jones.
That's not true.
Every day it's like a stack of mail, Carrie Jones. The only thing that's got my name on it is the occasional bill.
Not true. Those are also in my name.
Oh, yeah? Yeah. Let's see here.
Don't pull up our bills.
I was going to show you this water bill. Got my name on it right there. Sean, where's my camera?
Sean Jones?
No.
Are you putting your thumb over my name?
No. Right.
Look at, there's my name.
No, both my names.
My name's first.
Oh, but that's the house you bought by yourself, so.
I bought all our houses by myself. Okay, anyways.
That's said, true.
What?
I said that's true.
Dee said her brother surprised her and just left. He should have just come and hung out with us, Dee. Are you ashamed of us? I think Dee's ashamed of us.
Oh, well, maybe she wanted to hang out with her brother and not have to pay attention to the podcast.
No.
I can understand that.
Nah.
Yeah. Maybe she hasn't seen her brother in 3 years. And she just pushed him out the door to spend the last 10 minutes with us.
You're just gonna make me
here
laugh.
You are giving her crap. What?
You're just gonna make me laugh. This one relates to what we were talking about with Doug Marshall before, and it's from, again, autowise.com. And a long time ago, a guy called 911, quote, wildly explaining he saw the dead body of a young woman by the side of the road. He was so sure. He described the victim as a young woman in her early 20s. He talked about her hair color, her skin color, her body position, and said, she's not wearing anything but shorts. So the 911 dispatcher is like, oh my God, this is like really exact, right? This guy's got to be telling the truth. And like start scrambling officers, right?
Yeah.
And it's rush hour. So it's even like a bigger deal, right? and so she's like, trying to like send things over the computer because like what we were talking about before, some things you don't want to put on the radio, especially like if you have the ability to not put a victim in a way that everybody listening to the scanner is going to hear it. You try to do that, right? So they did all this and it's crazy and they're hustling and it's all wild. And the officers are almost there and the guy calls back and he's like, I checked again, it's a deer. It's a dead deer.
A deer.
And so one of the cops is like, with shorts on?
What kind of shorts were they?
I don't know. Steals. Like, how did he think the deer was wearing shorts?
How did he think the deer was only wearing shorts? But he thought it was a young female. Because in my opinion, if you think a young female is naked from the top, from that waist up,
it's not going to look like a deer.
That's like how you're identifying her, and that means you must see some breastises.
Maybe he was just imagining mammary things. I can't see.
Say it, baby.
No, that's
all right. Come on, everybody. Let's get Carrie to say breast.
No, you didn't say that. You said
breastises. You can't say that?
It's like feminism-ism, man. No, I don't. I think if I could go, if I can grow to my grave without ever saying the word that you just said, I'll be okay.
Restlessness?
Stop.
I guess you just say it.
Doug Marshall said, what a...
Boom!
Thank you. And
Carrie hates all words related to breastises.
And And then John Bell said,
"Meager alert." And he said, "Bet Sean has not heard that word for years." And that's true because I don't remember what it means.
Wait, John said he loves me.
I know.
All right.
We all start off that way.
That's so mean.
I'm just kidding, baby.
Aw.
You're the best.
Bestesses?
Yes, your breastesses are the best.
Oh, no.
Maybe meager means not well endowed in the breast department.
Maybe.
I don't know. I don't remember. But you skipped over Dee's going on a movie date with her brother.
I thought I had to
see the new Spider-Man movie.
Well, good, Dee.
You didn't see that, did you?
Me?
No, Emily saw it.
No. Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
And our friend there who told you about it. That's why I thought maybe you've seen it.
And no, I don't. You don't allow me out of the house, honey.
Jeez, I'm crow. Oh.
Dee said it was awesome.
Oh, Dee's already seen it, apparently.
Dee's on top of things.
I know. She is. She's a, what do you call that?
Human on top of things?
When you know stuff about current events.
Oh, there's a word for that.
I know. My little author friend, I thought you might know.
It's like, not an innovator, but it's like a, why don't you talk about something else and I'll try to remember it.
Oh, come on. All right. Here.
It's a podcast is what you're
supposed to do. Here's one that's near and dear to my heart.
Oh, wait. It's a new, never mind. Tell your story.
Caller, I've been poisoned. 911 dispatcher. Okay, we're sending an ambulance. Tell me what happened. Caller, I overdosed. Dispatcher, what did you take? Caller, pot. Dispatcher, marijuana? Caller, yes, I'm dying. Please hurry.
Oh, no.
She was just super high, baby.
Oh, okay.
Did you find it?
I think it's called an early adapter, but I'm not sure.
That's not working for this. No. Somebody that's like a trivia, somebody that's really good at trivia.
Pop culture.
Yes, pop culture. Pop culture.
Yeah.
That's the term I was thinking of, baby. I knew you'd get it.
Dee knows all things.
It seems like she does. Either that or she listens to us and she looks everything up on the computer real fast.
Real fast. I'd hire her to be my researcher any day.
Yeah, she seems to be quite fast.
So there was this person, again, on AutoWise, who called emergency, 911, and the dispatcher goes, 911, fire emergency. And the person's like, fire, I guess? And the dispatcher's like, how can I help you, sir? And they're like, I was wondering, does the fire department put snow chains on their trucks? And they're like, yes, sir. Do you have an emergency? And the person says, well, I've spent the last 4 hours trying to put these chains on my tires. And, well, do you think the fire department could come over and help me? And the dispatcher said, help you what? And then the person says, help me get the chains on my car. Can you imagine?
You know what?
What, babe?
They should.
It's a good
That's year. Good community
oh,
relations
no.
right there.
Oh, no.
It's no different than when I was a cop, having to drive our police department pickup over to one of our little streets and get the old lady that wandered off from the nursing home and her scooter died because the battery ran out of juice.
Yeah.
Well,
didn't
fire department should have been doing that too.
Didn't you guys do that with another person in town whose scooter Segway thing got stuck in a snowbank?
Oh yeah.
Yeah. I mean,
did it quite often. We're like the AAA of battery powered devices. I didn't mind.
No,
it's nice to help people out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a good thing, right?
It is.
Yeah.
I'm not kidding.
I didn't think you were. Do you have a one to finish up with, babe? Because it's about time to end. Oh my gosh.
I had someone a few months ago call 911 to ask if a tablespoon was a big spoon or a little spoon.
Were they going to role play in bed? No, baby, I want to be the tablespoon. No, you're the little spoon. No, that's a teaspoon.
Oh, let's just call each other Tay and T from now on.
Tay and T.
I don't want to be called table, though.
You want to be called Tay?
Tay.
Tay.
And you'll be tea.
And I'm tea. Because
you're a little spoon, a teaspoon.
Wow. That's really spicing up our marriage right there, baby.
Well, I'm always the big spoon anyways.
Well, it's kind of hard. No, you're not always.
You're right. Just 90% of the time.
It's just like, even when you're the little spoon, you're still the big spoon just because you're so big.
Well, it's all about your position, honey.
Oh.
The one in the back is the big spoon.
Oh. So yes. Sparty Dog's really always the
littlest spoon.
No, huh? He's the big spoon.
No, because he's inside of you.
What? That didn't sound... I'm brighter.
Okay, our dog sleeps with us, but not individually with Carrie like I made it sound just now.
Man. Hard being married to the talent.
Oh, it is.
It is hard.
I'll agree. I mean, I'll admit. And agree. It's hard being married to myself.
Oh my gosh. All right, I'm going to end with one off of BuzzFeed, right? Because I don't think that was quite good enough, right? Actually, there's two really good ones on BuzzFeed. The first one is from Dispatcher 12. I got a call about a man who required extrication from the Under Armour insulated shirt.
Ha! I didn't see that!
His shoulder popped out from the socket while he was putting it on, and it was halfway off when his arm locked and dislocated, and he was laughing, and he was like, I would have driven myself to the hospital, but I would have had to drive with my arm out the window.
I can totally see that. Those things are so goddamn tight.
Language.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Okay.
Well, you could tear a muscle just getting one on.
When I was a little kid and we were poor and I always had my winter coats from the cheap store. That's how I felt every time I had to put my arms in the winter coats because the shoulders were always too small. I'd be like, eh.
You got to do a full-on tingling to get your hand in the
hole. I did. It was so hard. All right, here's my last one. You ready?
Yeah.
Again, BuzzFeed. A little kid called 911 because he wanted the cops to come arrest his brother. You see, their mom said that the caller's brother was supposed to share the Legos, but he wasn't sharing. The caller's brother said that he was playing with all of the Legos, which wasn't possible. There were too many Legos for one person to play with all of them at once, argued our caller. Therefore, his brother was a liar, a jerk, and a turd, and we needed to come and arrest him. We had a high degree of confidence that this wasn't a coded request for help, so we asked to speak to an adult, and we confirmed there was no distress and closed the case. Share the Legos, kid. Share your Legos.
Little brats.
No. And Susie says, as we leave, happy day after Three Kings Day. My favorite 911 call was a little boy's asking for help with the takeaways. He was always doing math problems. Aww. And Dee says, they are. Those shirts are very tight.
Under Armour, anything. Oh, no. My Under Armour boxer briefs are quite cozy. They're not tight.
I think that might be TMI, hon.
Not really.
I think it is.
I'm just trying to get some ad money here.
Sean will do anything for money, really.
They wear like a second skin.
Best boxers ever. Under
Armour. Boxer briefs.
Under Armour.
Boxers. Yeah, they are.
Okay. Yep. All right. Hey, thank you all for listening.
Thank you so much.
Have
a great week.
And weekend. And, you know, we all hope you don't have to call, and we all hope we don't have to call 911 anytime soon.
That's right.
So stay safe and happy. And what's your new motto about peanut butter, babe? I lost it. I'm sorry.
I love some peanut butter.
Okay, Tay.
Tea. love Mason peanut butter.
Coolio, T.A. Coolio.
Thank you for listening to Loving the Strange. Please be sure to like and subscribe. And remember, embrace the strange. New episodes every Saturday, live streaming Fridays. Go get your strange on, friends. Thanks for listening.